I'd like to dedicate today's shir as a schus for Refuah Shleima for Yakira Emuna Basdina Brocha, who's a newborn baby, the daughter of a former Talmud of the shir, who's in need of Rachamei Shamayim. We should have her in mind in our tefillos as well. But the shir and all the learning we do should be a schus for Refuah Shleima for her, Besoch Shar Kol Yisrael.
Are you writing the name on the board?
Yes, let's write the name on the board.
Yakira Emuna Basdina Brocha.
Okay. The last couple of days we've been talking about the Gimel Gittin Psulim here on the Gimel on the base. The first of the Gimel Gittin Psulim, the Minat Torah Akosha Midrabban Apostle, is Kosu Biksav Yodo Ve'ein Olav Eidim. What happens if the Baal writes to get himself? So Minat Torah, the get is kosher. How do I know that from the Mishnah itself? How do I know Minat Torah is kosher? What words in the Mishnah imply that it has to be kosher Minat Torah? Kablat kosher. The blood is not a mamzer. So Tosus was still bothered. Rabbi Meir held that even if it is a psul d'rabban, and still the blood should be a mamzer. But the fact is the blood is not a mamzer. So one thing is certain is that it's kosher Minat Torah. The d'rabbanan, though, it is possible. The d'rabbanan, the get is possible. So for the past couple of days, we've been talking about the status of Ksav Yodo on a level of Daraisa, right? This kashrus of Ksav Yodo on a level of Daraisa. Why is it kosher Minat Torah? We discussed three different shitas, two shitas in Rashi and Daf Pevav. We talked about Tosfos yesterday, Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. That's all in terms of the status of Ksav Yodo on a level of Daraisa. And then we related that to Ksav Yodo by Kedushin too. Once you have the understanding, the Svara, the Tam, Sakosa, whatever it is, the time for why Ksav Yodo was kosher Minat Torah by Gittin, but then you have to apply it and see, does that carry over to Kiddushin, or does it not? Major machlokas in the Rishon. So for today, for the beginning of the Shia today, I'd like to talk about the other side of the coin, and that is, what's the Psul D'Rabbanan based on? Right? In Get. Right? Forgetting about Kiddushin, going back to Get now. Right? We say Minat Torah, Ksav Yodo was kosher, Midrabbanan it's possible. So why Midrabbanan is a possible? If the Torah says it's kosher, so why did Chazal say that it's possible? So here too, we find the machlokas in the Rishon. Tosfos, as we've mentioned, Tosfos says that kosav b'ksav yodo ve'ein olav eidim is possible mid rabbana, because since it's kosav b'ksav yodo, there are no eidim, so he could write any zman that he wants. So it's like a get she'ein bo zman. And that's what Tosfos says, both in Yevamos and here. Tosfos in Yevamos on the and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Tosfos has his suffix about Kiddushin. We'll get back to that part in Tosfos. But the whole suffix of Tosfos regarding Ksav Yodo b'Kiddushin is based on the fact that he assumes that what's the psul by get? He says, Kevan she'ein tzarech zman malonu im ein olav eidim. By shtar Kiddushin, Ksav would not mesaken his zman. So therefore, even if there are no eidim, it should be kosher. That's what he posits. We'll talk about this in greater detail. But what's he clearly assuming? Really assuming that the whole psul d'rabbanan of kosav b'ksav yodo is that you can write any zman, so that's why he tries to extrapolate the kedushin, and that's what Tosfos writes over here as well. Tosfos gittin on gimel amid beis. The dirmaschil kosav b'ksav yodo ve'ein olav eidim time of the pasul shem shiuchal lichtov azman kemo sheyitzeh v'havi kein bo zman. He can write any zman he wants. So if he can write any zman he wants, so then it's like a get shem bo zman. We know a get shem bo zman is pasul midrabbanan. Chazal mesaken gemar daf yud zayin is two different reasons why a get has to have a zman. Shem yechapal basachoso. There's no zman. So if she's mezana, we're afraid that he'll be mechapa on her. I'll try to cover up. He said that she was divorced already. And she wasn't. She wasn't yet. It's a problem. So that's one issue. And the other is mishum peiros, that the Baal eats peiros of nichse malug. Right, the peiros that he plucks off, nichse malug. Malug means to pluck. She owns the karka, he gets the peiros. This is part of the nechasim that come from the father's home. Right, there are two types of nechasim that come from the father's home. Right, there's what we call nichse malug and nichse tzon barzel. Right, nichse malug and nichse tzon barzel. Nichse malug are nechasim that the Baal plucks off peiros from. He only gets the peiros. The karka belongs to her. So if the karka was worth $1,000 at the time of the marriage, and then it goes down in value, she loses. If it goes up in value, she gains. And he just gets the peiros the whole time. And then if they get divorced, then she gets back the karka. She never lost it. She doesn't even get it back. She always had it. He just loses the zchus to eat the pears. That's similar. Nechsei tzom barzel. Where's nechsei tzom barzel? Iron sheep. What is that? Who brings an iron sheep? It's just a phrase which means that the Baal estimates the value of this item, b'shas nisuin, and he's mechayev when they get divorced. If and when they get divorced, he's mechayev to give back that value. Right? She's giving him those nechasim. He eats the peres, but it's not just that he eats the peres. He's accepting upon himself the value. So let's say the property is $5,000. So he says, I will pay you $5,000. He puts it in the ksuba. I will pay you $5,000 if we get divorced. So if the property goes down in value, it's only worth $2,500, so the Baal's out the money because he was mechayev himself to pay $5,000. If the property goes up in value, right, so then the Baal still only has to pay $5,000. Right? He still only has to pay $5,000. He gets the property and he has to give back that amount of money to the woman. He has to give back that amount of money to the woman. So nechsei tzom barzel in a sense belong to the Baal. Nechsei malo belong to the Isha. Right? Gets the payers of both, but the question is, does the karka really belong to him? So nechsei tzom barzel really, it's shayach to the Baal. That's why he's mechayev to give back a certain amount of money. But nechsei malo doesn't belong to the Baal b'chlal. The karka belongs to the woman, and he plucks off the payers. So a Baal eats payers nishas nisuin. Right? So now the problem, the reason why Chazal had to be misakin as man and ged is because we're afraid that maybe the Baal is going to continue eating the pears and he'll be mafsid the woman. She's supposed to be eating the pears once there's a divorce. And he'll say, no, she wasn't divorced until later. So therefore, Chazal with misakin ishim pears that you have to have this man. So it says, Tosis, if Kosev, if there are no edim to testify about this man, so then you can write any zman. Write any zman. So it's like a get shameless. This is how Tosfos learns. Rashi learns differently. Rashi on Peivav Amud Aleph, if you recall, that this was, we discussed Peivav a lot, but the Rashi on the Mishnah has a different pshat in why there's a psul d'rabbanan by Kosev b'ksav yodam. At the end of that very important Rashi, Rashi has two deis as to why Minat Torah b'ksav yodam was kosher, but then he says, Umiyu, yeah, Rabbanan paslinu dilma osi la'achshure b'ksav sofer. Hilkach loti nase v'misis avlan kosher. As she says, why did the Chachamim pass the kosher b'ksav yodam ve'en alav edim? That's because there's a gzeira that if they would say it's kosher lagamri, then you think, well, if ksav yodam is kosher, so ksav sofer is kosher. People won't distinguish. They won't realize that there's a difference. They'll think ksav sofer is also kosher. And ksav sofer is not kosher at all. Ksav sofer by itself. Ksav sofer is not shtei chasimas. It's not kosher b'ksav yado. We have reasons as to why ksav yado is kosher. But ksav sofer doesn't have the reasons of ksav yado. So it's a gzeira that you might think that ksav sofer is also kosher. So therefore Chazal say, midirabbanan, we don't want you to use the get that's kosher b'ksav yado. Okay? Cheskel.
Is it like Icharufe kind of story where we don't want people to like mix it up with like the general thing?
The general thing? It's a gzeira otu ksav sofer, that we're afraid that you might think that ksav sofer is also kosher. Ichlufe means that you'll confuse the dinim to say that similar halachas apply in different circumstances. Here, it's not a function of similar halachas, it's a function of saying that something else is kosher. That something else is kosher. Ksav yado is kosher, so... I'm sorry? Okay. If you want to call it a chlufa, you can call it a chlufa. Right. You can call it a chlufa if you want. If you want, you can just say it's Xera the Rabban. Xera the Rabban. Yes.
In Rashi, the Rosh Kodesham period, Rashi seemed to focus on the fact that...
Where's that Rashi?
I believe it's on the Mishnah Yuzayin.
Okay.
Rashi seemed to be focusing on, rather than the fact that the Baal is going to keep eating, the fact that he may sell some of the... Produce, is there significance
well,
to that?
No, it's the question. There'll be a pseida to someone, to the lakuchos, to the woman, but someone's going to be mafsid. So that's the yisod, the chazal made a gzera, mishum peres, because of pseida. What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Yes, Yechiel?
Where is it
mashed
from the fact that because, now, Sagar is a apostle, Rabbanon, that linking self sofer is good, where's that linking chain? That make you think that if Sagar was kosher deraisa with no psul d'rabbanan, then self-sofer is good. But now that it's psul d'rabbanan, now you wouldn't think that self-sofer is good.
Well, because people then realize that if you don't have Edom on the get, there's something going on over here. People then will ask, and they'll say, well, why is this a problem? I said, well, because we're afraid of the other problem. We're afraid of the of Ksav Sofer. Meaning, if Kasav Ksav Yado, we just leave it on the Din Daraisa, some people would say that the get doesn't have to have Edom on it, so no matter who writes it, it's kosher. Normally the Baal doesn't write it, a Sofer could also write it. That's the standard. So they think that, okay, as long as you write out the Sipur HaMaisa, it's okay even if it doesn't have Edom on it. Gevalt, that's terrible. Ksav Sofer is a Psul Daraisa. There are no Edom on it, and there are no Svaris, there's no because of the Nasan, there's no Hodas Baldin, there's no Enoch HaChasim Gedol Mizu, nothing. Right, we just chazed yesterday's shir in about 20 seconds, 10 seconds. Right? You got it?
Yeah.
Good. Right, so that's the Gzeira. The Gzeira is Otu Ksav Sofer, so therefore Chazal say, well, there's a Psul Rabban here. We want people to ask. So then they'll find out that Kasav Ksav Yadu is something unique. What's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos? Tosfos didn't learn like Rashi. So Yechiel commented yesterday, he asked me a kashi. He said, according to Tosfos, so what's the difference between the first case in the Mishnah and the second case in the Mishnah? Right, if Kasav Ksav Yadu ve'ein alav Eidim is possible because it's like a getcha in Bozman, so then stoch the zel bazach as the second case. The second case is yeshal of Eidim vein bozman. It's really the same halacha. So what's the point of having both cases according to Tosfos? Right? What's the case? What's the purpose of having both cases? So I thought about it a little bit. I thought it's a good kasha. I said to myself, you know, maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos. Because Rashi felt that if the psul d'rabbanan of Kasav Ksav Yadu was just that it's a get without a zman, that you can write any zman in it, so then it's the same thing as a get she'ein bozman. So then what's the chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah? We know that every part of the Mishnah has to be telling us the chiddush. So if it's not telling us the chiddush, so then what's the purpose? So maybe that's why Rashi learned differently, that Kasav Ksav Yado is posel midrabbanan al tzegzera of Ksav Sofer. Different halacha, not because of the zman. Zera otu Ksav Sofer. The second case is ein bozman. Maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos. And why did Tosfos learn? And then how could Tosfos learn his pshat? Right? How could Tosfos learn his pshat? First of all, why didn't Tosfos learn like Rashi? So that you can answer. You can say that people know the difference between Ksav Yadu and Ksav Sofer. Ksav Yadu is Ksav Yad of the Baal. It's different. Obviously, that's different. But how can Tosfos learn his own pshat? And according to his pshat, what's the chiddush of the second case of the Mishnah? I thought long and hard about this. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I was... Zach, you have something you want to say, maybe?
Maybe the two Eidim can testify on Zman?
No, but there are no Eidim by Kasav Ksav Yadu.
In the first case, it's a problem. The second case, is not.
No, if the Psul D'Rabbanan of Kasav Ksav Yadu is that they can write any Zman, so it's the same as the Psul D'Rabbanan of the second case. Right? The fact that the second case is Kosher Min HaTorah, it's Poshet, because you don't need a Zman Min HaTorah. So you have to aid them, so of course it's fine. But what's the Psul D'Rabbanan? Psul D'Rabbanan is that you need a Zman. So the Psul D'Rabbanan of the first case is because you need a Zman, a good Zman. And the second case is because you don't have a Zman B'chlal, so you need a good Zman. It's Tach D'Zel B'Zach, no? Same thing. So maybe the answer is that Tosfos had a Havamina that it's better not to have any Zman. It's better not to have any Zman than to have a bad Zman. Because if you have a bad Zman, so then that can confuse us. Then we'll talk a thing that the get occurred at a certain time when it didn't. Oh, that'll lead to a psaida. But if you don't have a zman, so then we're not going to trust the Baal anyway. Right? We question the Baal. Right? We question the Baal. So maybe the Baal will always be mafsid. Maybe we won't allow him to sell the place. We won't allow him to claim that the gerushin took place before. We'll be more careful. Right? Somehow, if not having a Zman is better, because not having a Zman, oh, that's, you know, that puts up our antenna, and now we'll look into the case more. Right? We'll be more careful. We won't let the Baal get away with it without looking into it more. But if you have a Zman on the get, and it's the wrong Zman, so then we're not going to know better, and maybe that will lead to more of a Pseida. So, Kamashwalan Kartiknul Chachamim, that if you don't have a Zman at all, it's also possible. There was episode I have, Amina, that not having a Zman is better because then we'll look into the case. We won't be fooled by the Baal, we'll look into the case to really figure out when the Gerushin took place. Yes?
Just
Shouldn't the order of the Mishnah have been the opposite then? Means you're putting the bigger Kiddush after the smaller Kiddush?
I hear. Maybe the reason why the order is in this order is because Kasa B'Ksav Yado is a bigger Kiddush as to why Minat Torah it's Kashin. In fact, if you have Shnei Edim, Vada Minat Torah it's Kashin. So first we say Kasa B'Ksav Yado, that's Kashin Minat Torah. But there's a Psul Rabbanan. So in terms of the Din Daraisa, Kasa B'Ksav Yado is a bigger Kiddush. In terms of the Psul Rabbanan, it's less of a Kiddush. So maybe that's the reason for the order of the mission. Okay. I saw a hand. Yes.
Is it possible it's in that order, not in order of chidush, but in order of severity, in the sense that that the first one would be worse, but at the end he seems to say that better to have Aizman than to have Nozman at all. So if you're violating a key tenet of it, that seems to be worse than at least you wrote it and you had Aidim. And you didn't have Edim, so you're going to have Azman there. It's just it's questionable because there are no Edim to verify it. But that's better than not having Azman at all. That seems to be it builds up with each one getting more severe in terms of what you're leaving out.
But if it's a bigger Chiddush, if it's a bigger Chiddush that I would think if you don't have Azman, it's better, right? So maybe it should have said the second case. First of all, you need Azman. And not only do you need Azman, but we have to make sure that the Azman is right. I think that's what Yehuda's asking. Okay, that's in terms of the basic machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So some of the Achronim point out, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos? What do you think the nafkamina is? Back to the old chase, right? The nafkamina could be ksav yado where? Ksav yado where? By kedushin, right? The machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what the psul drabbanan is, might have a ramification in kedushin. Is there a psul drabbanan in kedushin? Look, it could be that Ksav Yado is Pasul Min HaTorah by Kedushin. We had Rishonim who wanted to say that. Because it's Pasul Min HaTorah, obviously, you don't have to talk about the Psul Drabbanan, it's a Psul Daraisa. But if you hold Min HaTorah, Ksav Yado by Kedushin is kosher, like the second Yeshomim in the Ritva, like Tosis and Yevam is. So now we have to ask ourselves a question. It's kosher Min HaTorah, so it's Mamish, the same as Get Min HaTorah. So what's the din regarding Drabbanan? Is it pasul midrabbanan? Is it mamish? Does that the same as get? Right? Kosher min haTorah, pasul midrabbanan. Mamish same as get? Well, no, maybe it's better than get. Get is a split midrabbanan. It's taka pasul. Maybe kasav b'ksav yado b'kedushin is kosher min haTorah and midrabbanan. What's the answer to that question? Especially in Kenzogin, it's dependent on these two shitas. If kasav b'ksav yado is pasul midrabbanan, because you can put any zman on it, so. Is it pasul midrabbanan by kedushin? No. Why? Because the Gemara Yevamah says Chazal without mesakin is zman kedushin. You don't need a zman kedushin. Since kedushin is through kesef or through shtar, and in kesef you don't need a zman, so Chazal without mesakin is zman in shtar either. So if you don't need a zman in kedushin, and the psul derabbanan of ksav yado by get is because of zman, because you can write any zman that you want, and that psul derabbanan won't apply to kedushin at all. But Kedushin will be kosher lagamri. But if you hold like Rashi, that the psul derabbanan by ksav yado beget is because of the gzeira atu ksav sofer, that if we're machsher ksav yado midrabbanan, then you might think that ksav sofer ve'en alav edim is also kosher. So that gzeira applies to ksav yado beKedushin also. Ksav sofer by Kedushin is just as possible as ksav sofer and get. So it could be the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos Gufa is ksav yado b'kedushin. That lufi the day that holds that ksav yado is kosher min haTorah by kedushin. If it's possible min haTorah, so of course it's possible min rabbah. It's possible min haTorah. You don't even need a rabbah. But if min haTorah ksav yado b'kedushin is kosher, like those shittas in Rishonim, is there a psul derabbanan? Lufi Rashi, avada there should be a psul derabbanan because the same gzeira ksav yado atu ksav sofer applies by kedushin. But lufi Tosfos, if the psul derabbanan by ksav yado beget is because of Zman, because we're afraid that the Zman can be fake, Zman, or that he'll write any Zman that he wants, so that only applies where you need a Zman. So get where you need a Zman, then there's a Psul Derabbanan by Kedushin, where you don't need a Zman, like the Gemara in Yevamah says, so then there's no Psul Derabbanan by Ksav Yado. So Ksav Yado by Kedushin, Lefi that Shita, Lefi Tosis is Shita, right, would be Kosher Legamri. Yes, no. Oh, Marit Al-Ghazi in his Sefer Get Mekusha in Simen Zayin. So he wants to suggest maybe that's good for the suffix of Tosfos. Right? Tosfos in Yevamos has a suffix. Right? So what's this suffix? What does Tosfos say? The Safka Larik, Kosovic Safyado Ve'enal of Eidim, is talking Bekedushin. Imahani Bekedushin Ilo. The Kemeshin Tsarach Zman, Malonu, Imenal of Eidim. Tosfos has a suffix whether Safyado Bekedushin is possible in the Rabbanon or it's not. Because you don't need a Zman. So you don't need a Zman, so maybe it should be Kashin. What's his suffix? If he assumes that the Psul, the Rabbanon of Safyado Beged is because of Zman, so let him say, I think Savyodo by Kiddushin is Kosher Lagami because there's no need for Zman. Well, what's his suffix? The Marit Al-Ghazi, maybe his suffix is, what is the Psul Rabban? He says Kavan Shein Tzorech Zman Malonu Im Eino Levedim. If you don't need Zman, what's the problem? He's not telling you the whole story. He's saying it could be that the Psul Rabban of Savyodo Beged is because of Zman. If that's the case, then Savyodo by Kiddushin should be Kosher Lagami. But it could be that the Psul Drabanan is not based on Zman. That the Psul Drabanan of Ksav Yodo Beget is because of Gzeirat to Ksav Sofer. So it says Tosis, a Sofek. The Ri has a Sofek. What is the Sofek? Efshemen Kanzogin. Right? Maybe we could say that the Sofek is, what is the Psul Drabanan of Ksav Yodo Beget? If it's Toli and Zman, so then it shouldn't apply to Ksav Yodo Bekedushin. If it's Gzeirat to Ksav Sofer, then it will apply to Ksav Yodo Bekedushin. And that is Gufa, the Sofek of Tosis and Yevamos. Okay. Question, Chizkiah.
You said that the Rashi's child would work for the Mishnah also because the reason that would be the reason why the Rabbanan would say even though it's Pasul, it's still the blood is Kasher, because really Katav Yad would be fine, it's just that we're concerned that people are going to mix it up, so therefore it's Pasul, but since it's not really such a big deal, it's just because out of concern that people are going to mix it up, the blood is still going to be Kasher.
The blood is Kasher according to everyone, according to Rashi and Tosu, the blood is Kasher because Minat Torah there's no Pasul of Ksav Yodah, period. Right? Minat Torah, there's no psul. The whole psul is only the Rabbanan. So we discuss why Minat Torah is a kosher. But now we have to figure out why is it psul mid Rabbanan. So that's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. And maybe the nafkamina would be Ksav Yada by Kiddush. Okay, this concludes the basic sugya of Kosav Ksav Yada. So what is the Gemara saying? Well, what's the next case? Yeshel of Eidim Ve'en Bozman. Right? The second case is Yeshel. We've already referred to this case, right? Yeshel of Eidim Ve'en Bozman. Yeshel of Eidim Ve'en Bozman. Again, Koshem and Atorah, Pasol Midir Abban. Yeah. So why is the get Shein Bozman Pasol? So we know it's Pasol Midir Abban because of the two reasons. Gemara Daf Yed Zayin, Shem Yechab Abbas Achosa, Shem Peres, it's a Psul Dir Abban. So many Rishonim ask, L'chora, that Gemara is a Pel. A Psul Dir Abban? But a get Shein Bozman is Pasol Midir Abban? It's not Pasol Min HaTorah? Why should it be Pasol Min HaTorah? Because it's missing what? This is an Eidus. Right? It's an Eidus. We're learning Ein Davar Sheber Pachas Mishnayim. The fact that you need Eidim and a Get, Poshub Shad is because Ein Davar Sheber Pachas Mishnayim. Maybe it's because of Ashluya Shtara to make the Shtar, but Ashtar in Davar Sheber, Lachor is like Ashtar in Dinim Omenis. Ashtar in Dinim Omenis requires Shnei Eidim, so Ashtar in Davar Sheber should need Shnei Eidim as well. So we know that Shnei Eidim normally require Jishiva Hakira. Drisha v'hakira. What's meant those drisha v'hakira? Drisha v'hakira means that we have certain questions that we ask the Eidim. Drisha is the bedikas, and hakira is the hakiros. What are the hakiros? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem says that there are seven questions, seven hakiros, right? Six questions about the zman and one about the makom. Hakiros are basically questions about zman and makom. So zman is be'ezah shavua. That means which year in the Shemitah. Which Shemitah, excuse me, Be'ez Hashanah, which year in the Shemitah, Be'ez Chodesh, Be'ez Shavua, Be'ez Yom, Be'ez Shah, right? There are different questions we have to pinpoint exactly exactly when the ma'isa took place. And then the final question is be'ezem makom. That's the chakiris. And then jerisha is that there are bedikas that we check the edim more. We ask them about the details. Right? What was the color of the gun he used, of the knife he used, what color garments was he wearing, you know, to get a better sense of the edus, so that if they contradict each other, then we know that there's something floating around. Right? The Mishnah says that if we ask them about bedikas and they say, I don't know, so I don't know about bedikas is not going to be ma'akeh, because, you know, they might not know all the details. They have to know all the details about the chakiris. Man and Malcolm, you got to know. But bedikas, you don't have to know. If they don't know, it's okay. But we try to ask them, because if one says, you know, he was wearing a black suit, and the other one says that he was wearing a, you know, a light blue suit, so then we know there's something funny going on over here. It's the edus is not matching up. So the chiyuv for drisha v'hakira applies to dinei nefashos. It applies to dinei mamonos as well. Minat Torah, you need drisha v'hakira by dinei mamonos too. Even though the psukim of drisha v'hakira v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heite, if those are in dinei nefashos, but mishpat echad yilachem, the pasuk mishpat echad yilachem tells me that dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos are compared to each other. So if you need drisha v'hakira and dinei nefashos, you need drisha v'hakira and dinei mamonos too. Okay, Chazal amekel. Chazal say, Rabbi Chanina says minatori, you need Rishon HaKir, but Chazal amekel, kadesh lo tino delas bifnei lovin, so that we won't close the door before people who want to borrow money. So they don't require Rishon HaKir in the shtar, because if you in the edim shebishtar, to verify what's going on. Because if you do, so then no one's going to want to lend out money, because they're afraid that you'll have some kind of hakchosh in the hakiris, and then the shtar is going to be possible. You're not going to be able to accept the edim in the shtar. That's a kula, right? It's a takana de rabbanan to ensure that people are not going to lose out. Minat Torah, though, you should need drisha v'chakira by dinei mamonos. So by davar sheba'erva, there's no kadesh lo tino delas bifnei lovin. There's no lova here. Well, there's no chashash that chazal should be misakin that you don't need drisha v'chakira. So the default should be what? That davar sheba'erva should require drisha v'chakira. You have edus about davar sheba'erva. Let's say you have edus on znus to eishes ish le'osra al bayil. So do you need drisha v'chakira? Yeah, why not? And by gittin and shtar kedushin, it should be the zel bazach. You should need drisha v'chakira. For ede kiyum, you don't need drisha v'chakira, because you don't. There's no testimony. But if you're gonna be mavara based on the edus, if you need ede biris, then you should need drisha v'chakira for edus of davar sheba'erva. We learned davar davar mimaman, that davar sheba'erva is the same as mamon. So if minak Torah, you need drisha v'chakira by dinei mamonos, and there's no takana of kadesh latino delas b'fnei lovin by davar sheba'erva, so you should need drisha v'chakira by davar sheba'erva too. Stacha pele. So what's this idea that minak Torah, a get that has shnei edim ve'im bo el azman, the get is kasha minak Torah? It's only a psul de rabbanan. The vlad is kasha. Why is the vlad kasha? The vlad should be a mamzer. There's no drisha v'chakira, so the star should be posel. This is a kasha that many, many Rishonim use. So what's the simple answer to this kasha? Before Reb Chaim. What's that? I know everyone's excited to say Reb Chaim and Sefer. I was not excited too. But before we get to Reb Chaim, you have to first just think yourself. What's the simplest answer to the kasha? Yeah.
Low plug.
What do you mean?
So Chaim just, we're talking by Mammon, so...
So you're saying midrabbanan, you don't need drisha v'chakira by davar sheba'erva. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I think there's an easier answer. What's the simplest answer? Yeah, Nasha. Oh, who says that you need drisha v'chakira by davar sheba'erva? I keep on saying, well, davar sheba'erva is learned from dinei mamonos. If you need drisha v'chakira minatar by dinei mamonos, the same should be true by davar sheba'erva. Who says? Maybe it doesn't extend. Maybe this halacha was not said by davar sheba'erva. So this is not just my idea. The Rishonim say this. This is Rabbeinu Pinchas' famous shita. Rabbeinu Pinchas. We don't see much. Too many Rabbeinu Pinchas. I'm sure he had a lot to say, but this made it big. This is famous. It really starts with a Gemara in Yevamos. Right? A lot that we're learning this year seems to start with a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos quotes Machlokas Tanoim, whether you need Rishon V'Chakira by Eidei Nashim. Sounds like our case. That's his mamash our case. Right? Eidei Nashim for Mises Abal. So the Tanya, the Baisa says that the mamash, the last omud of Yevamos, right before the Hadron. Right? It's a very famous and important Gemara. Mamash, the last Gemara. The Tanya, in both can aid a notion between Shiva Hakira, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Tarfon Omer, both can, Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Tarfon, whether we need Rishiva Hakira for Eidei Noshim. Even though it used a Lashon Bodkin, it means Bedrisha v'Hakira. The Lashon Bedika technically goes on the Drisha, but it applies to the Hakira too. Rabbi Akiva says that there's no Drisha v'Hakira by Eidei Noshim. Rabbi Tarfon says there is. So for my Kamiflagi, frak the Gemara. The Kamiflagi b'der Abchanina. The Amr Abchanina, Var Torah echadin imamas v'echadin nefashas b'drisha v'Hakira, shenem mishpat echad yelachem. Matam Amr din Imamah Nesayin Tzuyich and Dirish V'Chakir Yesh Lo Tino Dolas B'Fnei Lachim. Zot the Gemara B'Maikal Miflgi, what are these Tanoim arguing about? Mar Sovar Kevin De'ika Ksuba L'Mishkal K'din Imamah Nes Dami. Mar Sovar Kevin De'Kasharin and Eish Yesish La'alma K'din Nefash Es Dami. Rabbi Akiva says that you don't need Dirish V'Chakir by Eidei Nashim because there's a Momenistic aspect to this case. You're testifying that the Baal died. So if the Baal died, then the woman is going to be Muteres Bashur, but there's going to be a Ksuba there. So there's a Mamanis aspect. So we know in Dine Mamanis, Lemaisa, there's no Drisha V'Hakira. Even if Minat Torah, you need Drisha V'Hakira, but Chazal did away with that need. So Chazal did away with that need. So then in Eidus of Eidei Noshim, you shouldn't need Drisha V'Hakira either. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon argues, what's he saying? The Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon holds that you're coming to be Mater and Eish Yesish La'ama. If the Eish Yesish is not Mutera, so then if she's Mezana, there's a Chi of Misa, there's a Dina Nefoshes aspect to this case. So there's a Dina Nefoshes aspect to the case. So Dina Nefoshes normally require Jishva Hakira, so Eidei Noshim should require Jishva Hakira as well. That's how the Gemara explains the Machlokas Tanoi. So the Rishonim, there on Yuval Mase, ask, this is a very mudna beer, right? It's basically saying the machlokas whether you need Drisha V'Chakira by Eidei Noshim or not is whether we look at the dini mamonis aspect of the case or the dini nefoshes aspect of the case. Maybe we should look at a third aspect, meaning the main aspect of the case. What's the ikker of Eidei Noshim? Is it nefoshes? Is it mamonis? It's really what? Dava Sheva Erva. So just say that Dava Sheva Erva should require Drisha V'Chakira. It's learned that of dini mamonis. The takana of Kadesh Lotino Dels B'Fin Elavin doesn't apply to Dav Shabarva. So of course you should need Drisha V'Chakira. What's the Machlokas Tanoim? What's the Machlokas Tanoim? Rabbi Akiva says what? Because there's a Momenistic aspect to this case, so therefore But it's Dav Shabarva. And Dav Shabarva, and that svara of Kadesh Lotino Dels B'Fin Elavin doesn't apply to Dav Shabarva. So the default should be that of course you need Drisha V'Chakira over here. What's the Machlokas Tanoim? It's Mamash Apella. If you need Drisha V'Chakira by Dava Shabbat, so what are you fiddling about this aspect? There is an aspect within a moment. There's an aspect within a fight, but that's not the ikar over here. We're not talking about the ksuba. We're talking about a shimu teres, right? And we're not talking about nefashis, right? There's no hasra here. We're not going to give dina nefashis to anyone. Okay, it could turn into a dina nefashis case if there's hasra, but the ikar of the case is Dava Shabbat. And if Dava Shabbat requires Drisha V'Chakira, so just say the magic words that you need Drisha V'Chakira because it's Dava Shabbat. So comes the Ritva and he quotes his Rebbe, who in turn quotes Rabbeinu Pinchas. This is the extra Ritva that I asked you to see. Mori Harav. It's not Haram. The Ritva's Rebbe was the Ra'oh. They say in the footnotes that he's referring to the Ra'oh. What's Heiresh Mem? So someone to say it's Hareni Kaporas Mishkova. That in his Rebbe must have passed away that year, within the year, so that's why he uses that Lashon as an extra cover to the Rebbe. Mori Harav, the Ra'ot, Tiretz B'Shem Ochiv, Rabbeinu Pinchas. Rabbeinu Pinchas says, the answer is Mamish Poshet. Your whole assumption is wrong. Delakule Alma Be'inyan Sharyusa De'isha, U'Be'inyan Gitin Mekidushin, Lo Be'inyan Drisha V'Chakira, Minat Torah Midin Atzma. You should know Minat Torah, there's no need for Drisha V'Chakira by Gitin Mekidushin. And by Dava Sheba Erva. Nothing. There's no need. The Loyafina Dava Dava Mimaman Ella Laini Dabar Shne Eidim Dava Sheba Erva. The Gabehu Dachsiv Dava, Apishne Eidim Yakam Dava. Dava Dava teaches me only that you need two Eidim Labir Hadava by Dava Sheba Erva. That's it. It doesn't teach me what you need for those Eidim, the Tnoim of how you accept that Eidus. It doesn't tell me anything about that. Drisha B'Chakira is necessary Minatara by Dine Mamanis. But there's no makar to say that it's necessary by Dabba Shabbat. The only thing that we learn from Dine Mamanis is that Dabba Shabbat requires two Eidim. Ad kan, but not that you need Yerusha V'Hakira. So on a Daraisa level, there's no need to have Yerusha V'Hakira B'chlal by Dabba Shabbat. U'b'chol Maman be'ina Yerusha V'Hakira mid'araisa k'dirab chanina. V'af Maman shel k'suba b'chlal. By Maman you do need Yerusha V'Hakira minat Torah. K'suba is included. So what's the machlokas? He says, Hilka Chacha b'ha pligi. One day Rabbi Kiva holds that really, you shouldn't be misakin anything because of the ksuba. Ksuba is dinim mamonis. Rabbi Chanina says that lemaisa midirabon, and you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira by dinim mamonis. Kadesh lo tenu danos b'fei lovin. So in dinim mamonis, you shouldn't require Yerusha V'Hakira. Ela shlo chilku chachamim b'divrein. But the chachamim are not mechalik. They're not mechalik. And they say that in any case related to dinei mamonis, you shouldn't require Yerusha V'Hakira. But umiu legabi hamil sakeven the isba dinei nefashos. Since there's also a dinei nefashos angle too, the be'ina la'olam Yerusha V'Hakira. First of all, since there's a dinei nefashos aspect to it that you need Yerusha V'Hakira, uksuba gufa midina by Yerusha V'Hakira. And secondly, the ksuba midina minat Torah does require Yerusha V'Hakira. Two parts to it, right? Really, me'ikar adin, the ksuba requires Yerusha V'Hakira. And there's a din nefashos angle to this too, and that, mitzad that, it also would require Yerusha V'Hakira. So what do we do? Mukminan la al din Torah v'lo minas binan la shimtinos etitol ksuba. We leave it on the din Torah that you need Yerusha V'Hakira. This is Rabbi Tarfon Shita, right? You need Yerusha V'Hakira by Eidei Noshim, because really, me'ikar adin the ksuba should require Yerusha V'Hakira. That's dinei mamonis. And you have an aspect of dinei nefashos. So even though minat Torah, you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira by Dava Sheva Erva, midrabbanan Chazal actually require. Right? Midrabbanan. We actually require Yerusha V'Hakira over here. We leave it on the din Torah that dinei mamonis require Yerusha V'Hakira, and therefore over here we're going to require Yerusha V'Hakira as well. But my suffer the other rabbi came the ikka getting the kiddush and the alma lo bein and Yerusha V'Hakira v'hachi ikka ksuba shayis b'chal takana sachamim shalol asas bad Yerusha V'Hakira less than a meichus lemai the isba midin and afasha. But the kiva says no, ikka adin you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira by getting the kiddush and the davishav erva and ksuba. Mamanis, there's a takanas racham that you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira either. So we don't listen. We ignore the dinei nefashos aspect. What's Rabbi Pinchas saying? He's saying really me'ikar adin you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira by Eidus Isha. It's davar she'be'erva. There's no need for Yerusha V'Hakira when it comes to Eidus Isha. The whole machlokas is whether midrabbanon there should be a requirement for Yerusha V'Hakira. That's the whole machlokas. Min haTorah vadi you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira. The kasha we had was why are they arguing? Is there a mamonis aspect? Is there a nefashos aspect? Let them say if it's davar she'be'erva, you need Yerusha V'Hakira. There's nothing to talk about. The answer is no. Rabbi Pinchas says avada. The default is by davar she'be'erva. There's no need for Yerusha V'Hakira min haTorah. But midrabbanon maybe Chazal were machmir. So that's the discussion. Did they focus on the din nefashos aspect of the case, and now you need Yerusha V'Hakira midrabbanon? But they say, no, let's focus on the dinei mamonis aspect, because me'ikar adin davar she'be'erva doesn't require Yerusha V'Hakira anyway. And midrabbanan dinei mamonis doesn't require Yerusha V'Hakira either. So that's why we should say that there's no Yerusha V'Hakira here. But what emerges? Rabbi Pinchas says, me'ikar adin, you don't need Yerusha V'Hakira but davar she'be'erva. So that could be the answer to this kasha. The kasha that we asked is, why do you need the special reasons for the takana d'rabbanan? That a get needs a zman. Just say min haTorah the get needs a zman. But havlad kosher? A get without a zman, the vlad should be a mamzer. The answer is Rabbeinu Pinchas set forth the fundamental yisod that davar she'be'erva doesn't require Yerusha V'Hakira min haTorah. So that's why min haTorah, the vlad is kosher. But Rabbanan, you need zman. Min haTorah, there's no need for zman. Because there's no need for Yerusha V'Hakira. We don't learn that davar from mamzer. So that's why I need the takana de Rabban. I need the takana de Rabban. That's why I would need the takana de Rabban. Okay, this is an acceptable approach. Let's talk about the svar. What's the svar to say that David Sheva ever doesn't require Yishuv HaKira? So Rabbeinu Pinchas lets us believe that, well, it's all drushes anyway. If you can't learn it from Dinei Mamonos, so then we leave it that you don't need Yishuv HaKira by David Sheva ever. It's like a gzeres hakosav almost, or a lack of a gzeres hakosav. That's how Rabbeinu Pinchas seems to learn. Right? No, the Behuda, one of his chuvas in Siman Ayin Beis, so he suggests that there's actually a svara to it too. There's really a svara to it too. What's the purpose of Yishuv HaKira? So you could say it's a gzeres hakosav, the darashta, the chakarta, the shalta, hey, it's a drasha. That's what you could say. But from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you get the impression that there's a svara to it too. Right? This is our style this week. Right? We have a lot of gzeres hakosav, but we're giving a time of the crow and a lot of the gzeres hakosav that we're seeing here. Right? Daniel asks, when do we know how to do that properly? So we're still learning what the rules are. So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, as we mentioned, Rav Mem, says there's a difference between bedikas and chakiras, right? Ma bein chakiras to bedikas, chakiras echad omer eini yodea edusan betela. The bedikas echad omer eini yodea filushnayim omer einonu yodin edusan kayemis. Right? In bedikas, if the person says I don't know, then the edus is still kayemis. But in chakiras, if he says I don't know, the edus is going to be batel. Why? Why? What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, quoting from the Gemara later on the Malach on the base, that every Eidus, one of the requirements of Eidus, that it has to be an Eidus she'atayochol lehazima. An Eidus that can lead to hazama. Hazama, what is hazama? Oh no, we're going to introduce a whole new topic. Okay, so just to keep it really simple, right? We know that you can cancel the Eidus of Eidim in two fundamental ways. In many more ways, but let's, for our purposes, right? There's hakhosha and there's hazama. Hakhosha means that you can contradict the Eidim. One cat says that Reuven killed Shimon on January 1st, right? And the second cat says that can't be, because Reuven was with us. Right? The first cat says he killed him on January 1st in Washington Heights, right? And the other cat says can't be, because he was in Florida with us the whole day on January 1st. So who are they talking about? They're talking about the Nidon, right? They say it can't be. There's a contradiction in what you're saying because the Nidon was with us. Either the person was killed or the killer, they were with us. It's not shy. That's Hakhosha. Hazama is where the Edom don't say that it can't be because the Balei Dover were with us, but Imanu Hayisem Ba'oso Zman B'Makom Ploni. That you, the Edom, were with us. So we don't know what happened, but you can't testify. Right, so if it's a hazamas, then we know that the rule is asisma kashazamam lasos. We do to the Eidim what they wanted to do to the nidah. If they wanted to kill him, then they're killed. If they wanted to be mekayev and mamon, then they have to pay money. Right, so the Gemara Sanhedrin says that there's a requirement that all Eidus has to be hazamable, as we say. Right, it has to be yochel hazima. Now, if the Eidim say that einanu yodin. Edom said, we don't know on the Chakiris, so then you can't be mazim them, because you can only mazim them on time and place. So that's why, if they say Einanu Yodim in the Chakiris, the Edus is Botel, because it's not Yochel Azimas, it's not Shayat that the Edus is going to be Kosher. Dr. Noda Yehuda, is there any Hazama Shayat by Dovah Sheva Eva? But if the Edom testified that the woman's Mizan and she's Asura Labayla, it turns out that they're Edom Zoman. What are we going to do? Fasisim lekashazam lasos leachiv. What? So we're going to assert their wives on them. We're going to assert the wives of the Edom on the Edom. Doesn't make any sense, right? The wives didn't do anything, so it doesn't make any sense to do such a hazama. So apparently, you don't need the potential for hazama by Dovah Sheva Eva. It's not a requirement. If it's not a requirement, then it doesn't make any sense that you should need a drisha v'chakira either, because the drisha v'chakira is there to create the potential to do a hazama. But if by Dovah Sheva Eva there's no potential to do a hazama anyway, so then there's no need for Drisha V'Chakira either. That's what the Noda Behuda wanted to suggest. Yes?
Isn't Ben Grusha V'Chalutza, isn't that a case of Dovah Sheva Eva?
No, not necessarily. Well, why is Ben Grusha V'Chalutza a case of... You're saying according to the Ritva, it's Dovah Sheva Eva because you're establishing her status. Okay, I think what the Noda Behuda is talking about is... is Eidus on classical Eidus of Davar Sheva. We're not defining the term Davar Sheva technically here. But Eidus about Gittin and Kedushin and Znus, that type of Eidus, there is no Hazama possible. So no Hazama possible, then there's no need for Drishva Chakira in that kind of Eidus. Yeah. Yes?
I don't understand how we leave that all together. So because the Hazama wouldn't apply here, therefore what?
Because the Hazama wouldn't apply, there's no need for Drishva Chakira, because the purpose of Drishva Chakira is to create the potential for a Hazama. But there's no need for it. There's no possibility of Hazama anyway. So then I don't have to create the potential for Hazama, because it's just not shy of the Davar Sheva.
Only for Hazama, or just to see if they're...
That's what the Node of Yehuda seems to be saying.
Well, just to see if they're wrong in general, not just that, he was away...
But this is a chelek of Drisha v'Hakira. So if the potential for Hazama doesn't apply, so then the need for Drisha v'Hakira doesn't apply either. That's what he wants to suggest. Yes?
Why don't the Israelis just get Malkus?
So that's what Natanel was alluding to, but he's saying the first Mishnah Makkah says that if you can't be Makayim Hazama, right, you can't be Makayim Hazama, then you just give them Malkus. So over here, why shouldn't you just give the Eidim Malkus? Why shouldn't you just give the Eidim Malkus? Got to think about it. I'm not sure. I hear what you're asking. Yes. That's a discussion, but it's still a halacha.
I'm saying,
you're saying if it's not a kiyum of hazama, it's what we do in place of hazama. It's not really hazama. So then that's a halacha, but maybe you wouldn't need drish v'hakim. Right, if two Eidim come and say that someone is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so we're going to give him Malkus if they're Huzam. No, but I don't understand.
But his Eidus is something we can call us, doesn't need to be Yahal Azimah.
Okay, you know what? When we get to Malkus, we'll have to talk about these okay? Okay, good. This is all Rabbeinu Pinchas. This is mamish the simplest answer to the Kasha. The Kasha we began with is why does it seem from the Gemara that Zman is a takona derabbanan by get? Min haTorah, there's no need for Zman. There should be a din daraisa that you need Zman and get, because if you don't have Zman, there's no drisha v'hakira. And without drisha v'hakira, then the Eidus of Davar Sheva Erev is not an Eidus. So the answer might be that there's no need for drisha v'hakira by Davar Sheva Erev v'chalal. Either because the Eidus of Davar Sheva Erev, there's no potential for Hazama, so you don't need drisha v'hakira. Or you could say, Pasha, that the drasha of Davar Davar doesn't extend drisha v'hakira from Dine Mamanis to Davar Sheva Erev, so therefore there's no need for Drisha V'Hakira by Davar Sheva Bechalal. So that's why Minat Torah, of course, to get his kashrut without Zman. But the Rabbanan, it's possible for the two reasons that the Gemara elaborates. Reb Chaim offers a different answer to this kashrut. First, he quotes a Nemuki Yosef, a very difficult Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef wants to suggest his own answer, which is difficult. Reb Chaim asks on it. So let's first turn to the Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin. This is on page 2. Nemuki Yosef says like this: V'chein get the machshirin nafilo ein bozman. Get is koshim in a Torah nafilo ein bozman. He must be talking on a derisa level, because it's not true midrava, right? Min a Torah when machshir get nafilo ein bozman. Mehayta kantahu lo beina drisha v'chakira kevin de shchichi tuva kehodos v'halvos. Get is shchiach tuva. It's like dinei mamonis. So if Chazal were mesakin, the only drisha v'chakira by dinei mamonis, kesh lotinu dos b'fei lovin. So therefore, by get as well. What's he talking about? There's no kesh lotinu dos b'fei lovin by get. What is he referring to? I think what he means is, since get is common, mishum iguna, we're afraid of situations where the woman is not going to be able to marry with this get. So it's similar to that takana of kadesh lo tinal dos b'fei lovin. Like mishum iguna chazal ha-masakin. It's a common case. It's like dinei mamonis. We don't want to create trouble over here, so we don't want to create trouble for the woman as well. So therefore, chazal wa masakin over here, similar to the takana of kadesh lo tinal dos b'fei lovin. It's not the same takana, but chazal also wa masakin over here mishum iguna that she doesn't need a zman and a get. Chazal ha-masakin mishum iguna. I don't understand. She's an Eishes Ish. If you tell me Minat Torah, you need Drisha V'Hakira, Minat Torah, she's still married. The get didn't work, Minat Torah. So what does that mean? Chazal will misakin that you don't need Drisha v'chakira? Zaptim Rav Yosef, yes. V'yashkara b'yachachamim lasos, mishim v'kol d'makadish, adaita d'rabbanan k'makadish, v'hai get, afkinu rabbanan l'kidush emine. Afkinu rabbanan l'kidush emine. A whole sugya unto itself. Chazal ha-mafkia l'kidush. If the get is written, so if it's written with a zman, givaldik. If it's written without a zman, chazal ha-misakin that you don't need Drish v'chakira. Aye, but the get is posel min ha-Torah? No, chazal say that the person was Makadesh Adaita de Rabbanan, so the Maskiya the Kiddushin Lamafreya. They say, if such a get is given, they say that there would never was a Kiddushin in the first place. The Maskiya the Kiddushin, Afkin Rabbanan the Kiddushin, I mean, Afkinu itself is a big Kiddush. How does it work? Does it work? Is it possible? But to say it in this context, we don't find the Gemara saying it. Big Kiddush. Look, Yosef is a big, big Kiddush. Okay, this is the svar that the Nevukhi Yosef wants to give, that Minat Torah, there's no need for Drisha v'chakira by get, because Chazal saw fit to be mevatel the need for Drisha v'chakira Minat Torah, let's say Mishum Iguna, and the way that it works is that Mafkia the Kiddush, Mafkinu Rabban the Kiddush Minei, so therefore Minat Torah, the get is going to work. Midrabbanan Chazal Amasakin Zman. Right, but they took away the need for zman on a daraisa level. Took away the need for zman on a daraisa level. What exactly is the takana then? I mean, the mesakim mishum iguna, but what does that mean? They take away the need for zman on a daraisa level, but they put it in midrabbanan. So, what did they accomplish with the takana? Right, what's the takana? If the takana is mishum iguna that she shouldn't need zman, so then why were they mesakim midrabbanan that she does need zman? So, what then the Mukhi Yosef? He's talking on a deraisa level, but he's not denying the fact that taka midrabbanan, you need zman. So what's the takana midrabbanan? We don't really understand what he's saying. So that's what Reb Chaim asks. Reb Chaim is, quotes the Nemuki Yosef, then he asks, akati kosher lefi zeh, mehoda kamar ha-gemara, mevnei matrik nuzman begitin. The Gemara gives two different reasons. Halo midaraisa binan zman, mishum drish v'chakira, de bala v'chiposam. Minat Torah, you need zman. So what Chazal or Mesakim that you need? It's not Takonas Chazal. If you're telling me Chazal or Mesakim Minat Torah, you don't need zman for some reason, and then Mafkir the Kiddushin, but then they put in zman, so they're basically saying they're doing away with their own Takonas. So they're doing away with their own Takona. So the default is that it's a din daraisa that you need zman because of Drish v'chakira. So what did he answer? What exactly did he answer? I'm not sure. The whole Nemuki Yosef is really a problem. Reb Chaim asks another question from Shtar Shichur. We're not going to get into that question right now. The question is poshut. Right? Let's leave it. The question is, why Minat Torah do you not need Drish v'chakira by again? If you take Rabbeinu Pinchas' approach, that Minat Torah you don't need Drish v'chakira by Davish ever b'chlal, so great, the whole question never began. The question never began. But apparently other Rishonim disagree. If you take the approach of other Rishonim, that really Minat Torah you need Drish v'chakira, even by Davish ever. So Taka, why is the Vlad Kasha? You have a get that doesn't have its man, Minat Torah. The Vlad is Kasha. Well, how could the Vlad be Kasha? Shouldn't you need Yishva Hakir Minat Torah? The Chaim is a fundamental Yisod. What's his Yisod? The Chaim says that there's a difference between X and Y. What are X and Y? This is a very famous Reb Chaim, very, very important Reb Chaim. This is where he sets forth the Yisod that there are two types of what? Eidus. Right? There's an Eidus Balpeh and there's an Eidus Bishtar. And never the twain shall meet. They're very different from each other. I mean, there are Eidim in both, but that's the only similarity. Right? Eidus Balpeh and Eidus Bishtar are fundamentally different, he says. They're fundamentally different. Let's see his Lashon. It's a beautiful Lashon. Reb Chaim wrote this Lashon. They say in the Hakdomah to Reb Chaim and Rambam that Reb Chaim is very medactic in his Lashon. He wrote it and he rewrote it. And he, you know, you look in Reb Chaim in the stencils. Reb Chaim in the stencils, great. It's not Reb Chaim's Lashon. It's Mipi HaShmua, the Talmidim wrote that up. But this is Mamish, the Briskas, they're medayik in every word, in every Kutzu Shoyut. Because he was very careful. So if he's very careful, he meant every word. And he meant every word he didn't say also. So let's read a few words. A few words. Reb Chaim. What does he say? This is in page 4 in packet 16. So after he's finished with Shtar Shichron, the Mamish, not so much here. This is the first column of page 4. Right? The first word on the line is really an abbreviation. Einot Tzarech, Aleph Tzadi. Ube'emes. The Chaim says, Ube'emes, the Kama Dine Eidus, Leka B'Shtaris. You find that there are a lot of Dine Eidus that don't apply to Shtaris. So, Kedetnan, Begitten Daf Yitzayim, the Nechtam Balayla Koshim. Do you have to write a get by Yom? No. Do you have to have an Eidus in Bezdin by Yom? Of course. Right? There's no Maisa Bezdin by Lila. But do you have to write the get by Yom? No. Nechtam by Lila is Kasha. All right. Kaimel and the Eim Akablan Eidus by Lila. There's no Kabbalah say this by Lila. So how does it get work by Lila? That's his Kasha. Right? He's got two Kashas. Right? His Kasha is, why is it that a get Shain Bozman Minat Torah is Kasha? And his second kasha is, why is it that a get that's nechtam balayla is kasha? Right? So he's going to answer his first kasha with the second kasha. Because the second kasha teaches you something about a get, teaches you something about a shtar. V'alkein yira posha, the zedekah amar ha-gemara, eidem ha-chasun ma-ashtar, nasa k'mishin ech reidusam be-bezdin. Reish Lakish is coming back, right? You thought Reish Lakish was over. No. Reb Chaim has something more to add. What does it mean? Reish Lakish is halach. It's kimi shenech kareidus and mebezdin. Vos meintas. He says zeo kol ikka gzeras hakos of the shtos. That's the yisod. Reish Lakish is not telling us a din about a shtar. He's telling us the essence of a shtar. Reb Chaim is saying Reish Lakish is telling us the essence of a shtar. Not just that it's kimi shenech. That's a halacha in shtar. No. That's the essence of a shtar itself. What does that mean? The yisod of a shtar is that there is no kabbalas edus. Reish Lakish is telling us not that when you have Eidus B'Shtar, it's K'mishin Echkira. It's as if you had a Drisha V'Chakira. No, it's that you don't need a Drisha V'Chakira. Just like Eidus Balpeh, with Nechkira Eidus on the Eidus is Kosher, so to Eidus B'Shtar without a Nechkira, it's K'Nechkira. It's not that you have the Nechkira B'Shtar, it's that you don't need the Nechkira. Because the din of Drisha V'Chakira is totally in Bezdin. And Shtar doesn't need a Kabbalas Eidus Bebezdin. So if you don't need a Kabbalas Eidus Bebezdin, it's Kasha Balayla. And if you only Kabbalas Eidus Bebezdin, you don't need a Drish V'Chakira. So that's why a Shtar without a Drish V'Chakira is Kasha V'Yasha. Right? It's not that you have the Drish V'Chakira. Oh, it's licked. It's licked in the Shtar. It's in there. It's in there. Where? I don't know, somewhere. Between the lines. No! You don't need the Chakira. That's Reish Lakish's Yisod. It's Kenechkira in the sense that Eidus requires Nechkira. Eidus B'Shtar without a Nechkira is Dino Kenechkira. It's acceptable as an Eidus without a Nechkira. Because there's no Kabbalah Eidus B'Bezdin in Nishtar. If there's no Kabbalah Eidus B'Bezdin, then you don't need Rishab HaKira before. That's what Chaim Zisar. Kevet Lobina Bezdin, Lobina Rishab HaKira, Lobina Davka Bayon. The Kozel Lo Nemer, Ela B'Bezdin, Eich Yikablu Ha'Eidus. Atatin, Bezdin. Al Me'achad B'Shtaros Lobina Bezdin, Lobina Koladina Ma'Nemar, Be'Kabbalah Eidus. The Zeu Hadin, the Eidem Achasum Al Ashtar Nazgim Yishneach Kredusim BeBezdin, the Lobeinan Beshtaras Koldine Kabbalas VeHagadas Eidus. Reish Lakish's whole halach is the essence of Shtar. What Shtar? We say, how can the Eidus Beshtar work? But it's not Eidus Valpeh. It's a different Eidus. It's an Eidus without a Kabbalas Eidus in Bezdin. So if it's an Eidus without a Kabbalas Eidus in Bezdin, then it's Kasha Balayla. And if it's an Eidus without Kabbalas Eidus in Bezdin, then there's no need for Drisha V'Hakira either. So that explains everything. Mamish explains everything. The kasha we started with is, how can it be Minat Torah? A get without Zman is kosher Minat Torah. Right? It's kosher, the Vlad is kosher. If the woman marries, if you assume that there's no need for Drisha V'Chakira by Davish of Eves, then the whole question never began. But if you assume that there is a need for Drisha V'Chakira, it's a good kasha. So, Chaim, no, but you misunderstood. A get is not Eidus Balpeh. So even if you need Drisha V'Chakira for Eidus of Davar Sheba'eva, that's only for Eidus Valpeh of Davar Sheba'eva, that requires Kabbalas Eidus in a Bezdin. So that Eidus has to be Niskabel Bayom, and it needs Yishva HaKira. But a shtar, a get is a shtar. A shtar doesn't need Kabbalah Seydus in Bezdin. So it doesn't need Kabbalah Seydus in Bezdin, then it's kosher balayla, and it's kosher without a drisha v'chakira. So the only requirement for Zman and get is a dindarabonon. It's a dindarabonon ba'alma. In our Torah, there's no need for Zman, and that's why the Vla is going to be kosher. Questions? Okay. That's the sugya of Zman Begitna. That's the sugya of Zman Begitna. So what's the last case of Gimel Gittin Psulim? Let's finish the Mishnah now. It's Mishnah on that Gimel and Beis. So we had Kosav, B'Ksav Yadav Ein Lav Eidim, Yesh Lav Eidim Ein Lazman, Yesh Bozman, Ve'ein Bo Ela Eid Echad. What's that talking about? So we know there's a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara Daf Pei Vav, what that's talking about. So it says Tosis, Yesh Bozman, Ve'ein Bo Ela Eid Echad, Laman Da'om, Ksav Yadav Ve'eid Shoninu, if you learn that Ein Bo Ela Eid Echad is talking about Ksav Sofer, so Ksav Sofer and Kosav Ksav Yod are very different cases. Then we understand why you need both cases. But if you learn like Rav that the Seifa is also talking about Kosev Ksav Yado. So what are you telling me? What? The Reisha said Kosev Ksav Yado Ve'en Olav Eidim is kosher. And now the Seifa says that if you Kosev Ksav Yado and you have an Eid Echad in the Shtar, it's also kosher? I mean, it's obvious. If without any Eidim, it's kosher. So with an Eid Echad, it should also be kosher. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi said the same thing on Pei Vav Amid Beis. Right? So Tosfos says, no, the Chiddush, according to Rav, is that In the Reisha, the Chiddush is that even if Ein Olav Eidim Klal, still the Vlad is kosher b'diyevin. And the Chiddush of the Seifa is even if you have an Eid Echad with the Kosev Ksav Yado, l'chatchila, it's possible. Right? So those are the two extremes. Right? That even with one Eid, the Kosev Ksav Yado is still going to be possible. Right? It's still going to be possible. Even with one Eid, Kosev Ksav Yado is still going to be possible. Why is it possible? Why is it possible with the Rabbanim? So you got to say one of the two gzeiras, right? You'll have to say, according to Rashi, the gzeira is atu ksav sofer, right? The kosav ksav yado, we're assuming ksav sofer is not like a chasima lefi Rav. It's not like a chasima. He's just writing the game. Not a chasima. So ksav sofer would have to be possible. So we make a gzeira. Make a gzeira. And according to Tosfos, even if you have an aid, but you don't have two aidim, so because you don't have two aidim, so again, we're afraid that the Baal can write any Zman he wants. He'll write a Zman because he's not afraid of one aid. If there were two aidim, so then he wouldn't write any Zman. But if it's only one aid, so then he would write a different Zman. And, you know, maybe he'll get away with it. So that's the problem. That's the Gzera Rabban. Yesh bo Zman. Nira hua din da ein bozman, ela lashmina nafaga v'yesh bozman, lo tinasi l'chadchila. Right? So the chiddush of yesh bozman is that even with the zman, still l'chadchila, she can't marry. These are the gimel gittin psulim. These are the gimel gittin psulim. Rabbi Loza argues with the whole thing. Rabbi Loza omer, afal pi she'en olav edem el shenasu lo b'fnei edem kosher v'gofer min achosem v'shabodem. She'en o edem chosven al aged elem eitikin olav. Rabbi Loza says that edem misira karsi. Edem misira karsi. So even without edem on the get, as long as you have edem misira, so then the get is going to be completely kosher. Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll spend time on the 2 days in Rashi. A little bit of time, not so much. The 2 days in Rashi, what does it mean v'gofer min achosem v'shabodem? What's this prat? Govern the Chosim Shabbatim. Is it talking about the get, or is it talking about some other case? So we'll talk a little bit about that in the Mitzvah Shem. We're going to move on to Daf Dalit. Right, we're going to get to the Teretz of the Gemara. We'll get to the Teretz of the Gemara. Then we'll have to discuss, say, the Chasima Karsi, the Masira Karsi. We'll have to get involved in that sugi in great detail. A very beautiful sugi coming up in the Mitzvah Shem next week.